Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to making a point, those of us in government affairs know it's not always about the statistics. Sometimes, when trying to convince a legislator to vote your way on a bill, a more powerful approach is to tell a story. That was the case yesterday when the House Judiciary Committee heard House Bill 268, sponsored by freshman Representative Sharon Grief. The bill addresses the epidemic of divorce in a simple yet powerful way. Ever since the advent of no-fault divorce in the early 80s, Montana's divorce rate has been steadily increasing, leaving shattered families in its wake. No one who gets married plans on getting divorced, but it happens. Now, at a rate of about 50%. Nearly half of all first-time marriages fail, and the rate is even higher for second and third marriages. Divorce is sad in and of itself, but when kids are involved, it becomes tragic. And shockingly, most people don't get divorced because of spousal abuse or marital infidelity. Most say they simply grow apart or as the result of conflict over finances. And sadly, once divorce occurs in a family with children, the problem becomes generational. Statistically, among adult children of divorced parents, only 60% will marry, and 40% of them will eventually divorce. Think about that. In other words, only 36% of children of divorce are happily married. Contrast that with children from intact families, where 80% will marry and only 9% will divorce. In other words, 73% of children of intact families are happily married. Clearly, government should do everything in its power to incentivize marriage or, at the very least, remain neutral. House Bill 268 seeks to amend a section of law that actually encourages divorce by placing struggling couples on a train they feel they can't get off of. In Montana, if a couple files for divorce, they are put on a schedule of court hearings, and if they cancel or fail to show up, the judge can dismiss the case and the couple has to start all over again with all of the associated expenses. Many times, couples who may want to explore reconciliation feel they can't because they're being forced along the path toward divorce by the courts. House Bill 268 would allow couples to stop divorce proceedings while they seek counseling and pick right back up if the counseling fails at no additional expense. It's a great idea and so simple. So, the question was how to convey the importance of the bill to the committee. I chose a story. Years ago, I spent 4 days traveling with Michael Reagan, the oldest son of former President Ronald Reagan. Of course, we talked politics, and at one point, I asked him what President Reagan's greatest regret was from his time in office. Michael said that's easy. His greatest regret was signing the nation's first no-fault divorce law in 1969 when he was a governor of California. Within 15 years, 49 states had no-fault divorce, and the divorce rate skyrocketed. It was an unintended consequence, yet President Reagan somehow felt personally responsible. Government should do everything in its power to promote lasting marriages, and House Bill 268 is a small but meaningful step in the right direction. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.